Hello, my name is Armando, and welcome to The Plant Nook. What's up, plant fam? I hope you're doing well. Today, I am actually recording this the day before it releases. It's been, I don't want to say crazy. I haven't had a ton to do. I've sort of just been reacclimating back to working again. I got back to work last week at the bar, and then this past week I got back to work at the Nature Center, and we're amping up for our biggest event, I think, at the Nature Center. It's called Enchanted Beaver Lake. And it requires carving hundreds of pumpkins. It's a 4-night event, although this year it is going to be 3 nights. And I've been doing nothing but carving pumpkins. If you want to see all the pumpkins that I carve, follow my personal Instagram, AVI, Avi345. So it's at Avi345. And you can see all the pumpkins that I carved this week. On Monday and Tuesday, I won't be working because I'm working today. Well, I worked today, Saturday, and tomorrow, Sunday. So my weekend kind of just moves up. So I'll be off Monday and Tuesday. Tuesday is actually my birthday. So it's nice that I get to have it off. It sucks that it's on a Tuesday. But a couple of my best friends, they have off usually on Mondays, so they said they want to celebrate my birthday a day early with me, so we are going to do a little something tomorrow. Well, technically, if you're listening to this on Sunday, yes, it'll be tomorrow. Something on Monday the 18th. Last night, I just had my going away party, and I don't know how to feel. I really don't know how to feel. I am equal parts excited, terrified, anxious, happy, sad. I am all of those things. And having all of my friends, friends that I met in college, friends that I met through barbershop, through other jobs, or through me being a bartender at Wunderbar, which is where I work at night, and meeting regulars there that have become friends, and having all of them under the same roof, singing karaoke. We did karaoke for my going away party, and part of me just wanted to cry the entire night, just thinking about that I'm leaving all of them. It's sad, but the best part is knowing that they're going to be here. You know, that community will always be here, and I always have a place to go if something goes wrong, if Colorado maybe isn't for me. But I'm not thinking of my move in that way at all. One, I'm going for grad school, so you know, it's educational. If I happen to end up staying there, then I end up staying there. I am welcoming it with open arms. But it's great to know that I have this community and this family here in Syracuse, and I will always have them here. And even if they move out of the city, they're going to be everywhere. Shout out to you, Logan and Kyle, who were here now that you live in D.C., and they came to visit me, and to have really good friends that come and visit me from a different state, oh god, they were great. I was planning on bringing plants to my going away party to give away, but I ended up not doing that because I forgot. Literally, it's just because I forgot. So I think I'm going to try and bring plants I want to give away, possibly on one of the last nights that I'm working, and just have a little sign saying free to a good home sort of deal. So we'll see. But in that same vein, this week I wanted to talk about plant rescues. So in terms of my planty updates, I don't have much right now. I'm probably going to be moving my plants inside because the temperature is supposed to dip down to about 45, and that three-season room is not insulated. So my only concern is that I don't know where to put them. I guess I might put them in my bedroom. We'll see. But I kind of don't want to have to do that because that would require me moving everything upstairs and meh. Yeah, we'll figure it out. I might move some of my more harder to find plants and we'll see. I think it's supposed to, let's see, dip down tonight to about 48 and then 45 tomorrow night. And then by next weekend, it's supposed to dip down to 43. So luckily, nothing's going to be freezing. I'm going to keep an eye on the temperature in that room and keep an eye on those plants and see how they do. And honestly, I might just end up moving the plants inside. We'll see. But let's dive into this week's topic, which I mentioned is plant rescues. So what is a plant rescue? Well, it is exactly what it implies. You are rescuing a plant. Have you ever seen like a plant that might have been thrown out, or someone on Facebook in a group saying, hey, I've got this plant, I don't want it anymore? Or maybe at the clearance section at a big box store. So that is you rescuing those plants. I think for me, plant rescues are the most gratifying. You know, you're taking something that might not have made it, that probably would have died, and you are rescuing it. You're bringing it back to life. You're giving it a good home and allowing it to thrive. And I think that's where I find myself being like, damn, I am a good plant parent. Or maybe it's a plant that you've had for quite some time, and then all of a sudden something goes wrong. Dun, dun, dun. Either, you know, you're starting getting yellow leaves and you're not sure why, or maybe things are starting to burn or whatnot. That is all under plant rescue. But let's talk about physically bringing a plant into your life from the outside. We're not going to talk about plants that we rescue that we already own. So when it comes to plant rescue, I think one of the first things you need to do is assess what is wrong with the plant. And a couple of things can tell you maybe why this plant is in bad shape and what potentially why the original plant parent wanted to get rid of it. Take a look, if it has leaves, take a look at what the leaves are saying. There might be spots that can coincide with thrips. Maybe you're seeing the presence of scale on the stem, or you're seeing that light, fluffy, cottony substance from mealybugs. Or you see the fine, fine webbing of spider mites. So those can obviously be, you know, you can see what the issue could possibly be. Those are pests, right? Maybe the plant is down to its last leaf, but you don't see any signs of pests. Maybe you take a look at underneath, you see the roots. So it could be a repotting issue. So basically, you have to take your time. You have to see, you have to look at the plant that you're going to rescue, and you have to assess. First steps first is always quarantine your plants. I do know some plant parents that don't quarantine their newer plants, especially if it's, you know, from like the street. I get it. Some plants that you bought from a very reputable plant shop maybe, and you know, I'm guilty of that. You know, I order stuff from Seattle Plant Store. From Seattle Plant Store all the time, and I have never had anything wrong with the plants that I get from Miles. So I trust them 100%. And so my plants, I haven't seen any pests or any issues. So, you know, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it cannot happen. So quarantining plants is a pretty good first step. Remember, these plants are grown in greenhouses, sent to a store at its peak health. And when you buy it, you bring it back. So the plant might look great, but it's going through all of these series of shock and then eventually going to end up in a place where the environment just sucks for the plant. It's going to weaken. It's going to not do so well until it adapts to your environment. And so in that weakened state, pests can be a huge, huge, huge problem. So make sure you at least keep plants at a safe distance, new plants away from your current collection, just to be safe. 2 to 3 weeks. I like to leave them for a month, unless they're like the plant is actually like in the way, then I'll move it a little earlier. But I'll do my best to try and keep it separate from all of the plant babies, just in case, because I don't want to accidentally introduce pests, or if I have pests currently, I don't want to accidentally add that in. But I always make sure that if there's a potential for pests, I try and quarantine my plant as much as possible. Like I said, for some people that might not be the case. I'm looking at you, Matthew from Plant Daddy Podcast. I know the amount of plants you got, and I know how difficult it might be to quarantine plants in that collection of yours, because you've got quite the collection, man. Or maybe someone like Summer Rain Oaks as well. Anyone with a huge amount of plants, it might be impossible. You just have to try your best. And just keep an eye on it. You could always do a preventative treatment, spray it down real quick, or hose it down with just water. You can use neem oil and whatnot, but, you know, at least keep an eye out on pests. So you've quarantined. Now, something that you can do is possibly check the soil. Now, I get a lot of people who always say, I see a lot of people who always say, oh, as soon as you take a plant home, repot it. Look, you're already taking a plant out of its preferred habitat, putting it into a plant shop, which then stresses it out, which then is bought by somebody and then put into an environment that it's not going to thrive with right from the get-go. The last thing you want to do is disturb the roots, okay? Give it a week. Let it settle into the new space. Then you can change the potting soil. The only caveat to this is understanding what kind of water requirements your plant in particular needs. And if the soil is sopping wet, then you may need to change it depending on what kind of plant it is. So there are some caveats to this, but in my opinion, leave it. I have my Monstera Peru in its original soil. And at first I thought, well, this plant feels like, at least the soil looks like, it's not the greatest soil for a Monstera. And I did toy around with the idea of changing the soil when I first got it. So fast forward a little bit. Once I got it, I was like, well, you know what? Let me keep it in the soil first. Let me let it get acclimated. And lo and behold, it was just springing out new growth within the first week of me having it. So basically what I'm saying is that the soil might not look like it's the best, but give it some time. Let it acclimate. You should definitely change the soil if it looks really, really hard. You know what I mean? If the soil itself has compacted and it is basically hydrophobic, you can bottom water it and let it just keep soaking up water, keep filling up that pot, that bowl or whatever you have the pot in, and just let it keep soaking the water up. But at that point, I would just change the soil. Sometimes really dry soil like that's completely hydrophobic, it would lose a lot of its nutrients, and I wouldn't want to add too much fertilizer to that, otherwise you might shock the plant. But that is something you can do if you just do really, really small amounts of fertilizer every watering and slowly increase until you're at your normal again. But yeah, don't touch the soil. Let the plant settle for a while. You'll be surprised that sometimes these plants will do extremely well. Next, water the plant. Obviously, depending on your light situation that you have the plant in, and, you know, depending on how you found the plant, maybe it was outside all this time and it was like it's been raining, don't water it. But once you get the plant into a different environment, you have it home, give it just, you know, a little bit to drink, just to start it off on the right path. And then when in doubt, bright and direct light, right? So the brightest room you have possible will be the best bet for this plant, no matter what it is. If it's a cactus, at least to get it started off with, that's fine. Something leafy. Even our low light plants, they can survive in low light. That doesn't necessarily mean they're going to thrive. So stick your rescue in a really, really as bright as you can without getting sun directly on its leaves. You're gonna give that plant its best shot at coming back. And then when in doubt, humidity bag. I always find humidity bags to help so much. And a humidity bag is as basic as, I have this extra large Ziploc. I'm just gonna put it right over the plant. It's a great way to increase the humidity of the plant itself. You might want to just make sure, though, that you're checking the plant every day, that you lift the bag just to get some air in there and close it again. Because if you leave the humidity bag over the plant for too long without any air exchange, that thing is going to mold over incredibly fast. So you are going to want to at least check on it once a day. Just lift the bag up real quick, put it back out. Just so there is some air movement and the plant is getting new air cycled in. And then you're not also creating this stagnant environment where mold can grow. And so we don't want that to happen. So basically, you want to make sure that the plant that you're rescuing has no pests, that you treat the soil properly. That's either giving it a good water or changing it out if the soil itself becomes either too hydrophobic or just looks like not the right kind of soil. Think like a peat-based soil for a cactus, right? That's not right. Putting it in incredibly bright light without getting it directly from the sun, you know? No direct sun on the leaves at all. And then humidity, upping the humidity, giving it its best shot by creating this nice humid environment, adding in basically more water. And the nice thing about the humidity bag also is that you're not going to have to water the plant that often while it's in the humidity bag. Usually I find that if the humidity is nice and high for anything, for any plant, you can get away with without watering the plant a little bit longer. So that's also something to think about. Alrighty, y'all. Thanks for listening on my personal tips for plant rescues. If you have any tips on plant rescues, go ahead and shoot me a message on Instagram at the Plant Nook Podcast, or send me an email to plantnook@gmail.com. You can also go to anchor.fm/theplantnook to find out other ways to support the show. You can head to the merch shop as well. So that's it for this week. I hope to share more with you next time. Bye. The music you heard in this podcast is called Hard Fought Victory from Purple Planet Music. And now, a word from our sponsor.